I think I'm doing it properly, but it's very difficult to know.
Well, hopefully you haven't added it on to the end of another recording of
something bizarre. I hope not. So welcome to Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast about having cancer and looking after somebody who has cancer.
And a lot of inane chatter about not very much.
Yeah, which, you know, is something worth carrying on while you've got it.
Yes, of course. I love our little morning chats.
You lying devil. Sorry. Lady W has just brought me a cup of tea in bed because she desperately wants me to get up and have a shower, which I am going to do.
It is time for a shower. And yeah. I also am going to wash all your bedding when you get out of
it. Oh, darling, you're so lovely.
Because you're in bed so much, it's quite difficult to get my hands on your sheets.
I mean, I'm not having a good time, let's be honest. I didn't get to work again. And I'm not sleeping very well.
You're sleeping 90% of the time.
Yeah.
But that's just during the day.
Yeah. And not anywhere near that amount at night, which is annoying. But it's the way it goes. And we said we would talk about it as long as we could when we started, 100 and something...
years ago.
Yeah, seems like it. 100 odd weeks ago. And I've been touched when I've been very lucky because I was diagnosed terminally ill over five years ago.
Yeah. And even though now we're not having any more treatments and we're just sort of being palliatively looked after, I think you're still in a good place because you're not in any pain, which is wonderful.
I'm not in any pain, but breathing is difficult.
You're just tired and breathing.
Yeah, and all I want to do is go to sleep, which apparently is normal, which is what happens.
But it's very, very lovely as the carer to have you as a patient at the moment because you're just no trouble at all. You're not even being annoying and talking. You're just snoozing.
Am I not talking either?
No, not because you're asleep.
Mm.
Even you don't talk in your sleep.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, so I tipped her around in case I accidentally wake you up.
Which will be terrible, because then I'd start talking. Yeah. I mean, the other thing that is affecting me, and I don't know whether you have this, but I'm on these blood thinners because cancer can do all sorts of things. So can what you're taking because you have it. And one of the things that the treatment's doing to me, or not treatment, just the... keeping me going.
Stops you getting blood clots.
Yeah, I'm now... what's the word? I can't even think anymore. I'm liable more to blood clots than ever before.
Hmm. But well, not now you're on the blood
thinners. Well, no, but it just brush against something on my forearm and it starts to bleed or bruise. It really looks like I've been...
It's funny that it's just the bottom half of your arms, isn't it, and not any of the rest of you.
Well,
can whack you about on the legs and everything, nothing happens.
No, I wonder why that is.
Yeah, interesting, isn't
it? We should ask the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody knows, let us know. We haven't got anything sort of medical to talk about. We haven't seen a doctor. If I'm not managing to sleep better, and you know, my rule of thumb as to how well I am, if I can get to the studios and do my show... And I know people laugh at this, but if you do something you enjoy, it doesn't have to be in sort of, you know, broadcasting, entertainment, whatever, and they all talk about doctor theatre. But there is something there. You get there, and for the time I'm working, I feel absolutely fine.
But the last couple of weeks, you haven't felt quite up to going, which is not like you.
No.
And also, we were meant to be going away for the weekend to the seaside with the mobility scooter for a little fun, up and down the seafront at Hythe. But unfortunately, we've cancelled that too because you haven't got the energy to scoot.
I haven't got the energy to do anything. And when I'll get downstairs or get upstairs, it takes me about 5 minutes to recover.
And it's quite noisy when you do the descent.
Is it?
Or the ascent.
Oh, sorry.
There's a lot of...
Do I wake you up sometimes if you're really asleep?
It's all quite a kerfuffle of swearing and heavy breathing.
Sorry, honey. Sometimes I just sit up in front of the TV. I cannot be bothered to even try and go to bed. That's terrible, isn't it?
But you still are managing the stairs. We haven't got to the stage where we need to move your bed downstairs yet.
No.
So that's something.
That will apparently come.
Don't be pessimistic. That's it. Your daily exercise is your stair climb.
Yeah.
But once a day is enough.
Well, once or twice a day will be fine.
You don't go upstairs twice a day.
I go down and then I come up. That's twice.
Right.
Oh, once doing both. I'm just teasing and it's not doing very well.
Is that one of your jokes?
Right, well, it's going to be one of my jokes.
The hilarious jokes that you do that I never understand, that you're trying to be funny.
The dog's lying on the bed. They're having quite a nice time. But it did sort of take about 5 or 6 minutes to wait for the heavy breathing to stop. I'm having a cup of tea. And you're having soup for breakfast.
Miso soup?
Hmm.
But it's not breakfast, it's like half past ten.
Miso what?
It's 10:30. I've been up for like 3 hours or 4 hours.
Yeah, but I'm not an early riser.
No, so I don't count this as breakfast. I count this as 11sies.
Oh, right, OK. I bet you didn't have breakfast.
Actually, I did. I had that lovely apple and cinnamon cake that I got at the market yesterday. With a coffee, it was really nice.
The one you accused me of having a nibble of.
You did nibble the end off.
I admitted it.
But I didn't sit outside on the deck in the sunshine because although the sunshine is lovely, there's some kind of gale force hooligan wind going on that makes it...
looks lovely looking outside.
It looks
outside.
Nice, but it feels like the Arctic out there.
Oh, dear.
Sunbathing today.
The weather forecast said it was going to be sunny and warm for the next week.
Well, you were looking at a different weather forecast to me, though.
Well, I was looking at the Met offices.
I think you were looking at London area, and maybe it's not windy in London, but it's certainly windy here, in deepest, darkest Kent.
Mm. Well, I always just look at the area, the south. Well, we're in the north, I look at the north.
That's quite generalising, isn't it? Because obviously there's little pockets of different weather within the south.
Yeah.
The south is quite a large area.
But we're quite close to the coast. Close to the coast. So,
the funniest things amuse you. So, yes, that's probably why we've got winds. And yesterday I had that seagull attack. You didn't notice because you were asleep, but I was sitting in the garden and I could hear this really weird noise of, like, squawking. It was obviously birds. And I'd never seen so many seagulls. It was a flock.
Yeah.
And they were circling overhead, making a lot of seagull noises.
I wonder what they'd seen.
It's actually quite disturbing. It's like being in sort of a horror film.
When you say a flock, I mean, was it more than 10?
Yes.
Right.
I'd say it was.
20, 30?
I didn't actually count them, but they were like circling and making this squawking.
And were the dogs outside?
Yeah, they were just asleep. Didn't bother the dogs.
They weren't wandering around. And they thought, oh, dogs, that looks like a good meal.
No, it was just strange. They're obviously a bit lost because we're not quite near the sea, are we?
Well, from where they are, you can probably see the sea.
Well, they were quite high up.
Because at the slope behind us, you climb to the top on a clear day, you can see the sea. I can't, golly, imagine that.
I couldn't.
I can just about walk around the garden.
Yes, you wouldn't be able to walk up that hill anymore.
The annoying thing is, it suddenly, not suddenly comes up, well, it does more or less. You can suddenly not do, but you mustn't let it get, it's easy to say, because I let it get me down a bit, don't I, sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Well, understandably.
But, you have to try not to do that, because it's a facile saying, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and we can't really do much about it.
You know, the consultants have said, look, there is no point in taking any more chemo. It's not going to make any difference. And some people just sort of say, either give up or want to take more. But I don't want to take more, really, because the last lot made me feel worse than I feel now.
That's very true.
You know, had different bits of... as you say, I haven't really got any pain, except every now...
You had your twinge, then, but you're not your permanent agony, which is...
Well, that's because the hospice said, why don't you take painkillers?
I know, but you're only on paracetamol. You know, this is like the baby level of painkiller, so...
And a couple of cocodamol at night.
Yeah, but you're not on the big boy painkillers.
Oh, right, OK.
Which is good, you know, we don't need them, so...
No.
We're very lucky in that.
Yeah. But it's worth taking painkillers because I was under the belief that if you took them too early, then when you really needed them, they had no effect. Don't look at me like that.
You have some soppy ideas sometimes.
Well...
But don't do yourself any favours.
No, I suppose not. So that's where we are on this wonderful, sunny...
But windy.
But
day.
Windy Saturday. And we hope you all have a great week.
What are you fancying for breakfast? We have croissants, we have pain au chocolat, or we have bacon sandwiches, or fruit.
Well, I should say fruit. I don't know yet.
Well, we'll wait and see when you get up.
Yeah.
I always think it's strange. You always end up making breakfast at lunchtime these days.
They do say you shouldn't eat before 11 o'clock.
Who is this they?
Who's they, yes.
It's a mysterious they that you're always talking about.
Well, just...
You mainly talk nonsense, they.
Well, I heard that you shouldn't eat before 11 o'clock if you want to lose weight.
Well, that's fasting. Yeah, that's... Mm. Or even, like, later, if you want to lose weight, just don't eat.
Well, that's a very good point.
Oh, is that why you're doing it? Because you're trying to lose weight?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. But, I mean, I am up quite early. It isn't... it's not 10 o'clock yet, is it?
It's 20 to 11.
Oh, right.
But that is still a lot earlier. That's, like, 3 hours earlier than normal, so...
Yeah. Well, I... yeah, all right, Alexa, thank you.
Okay, and on that note...
We will wish you a great week, and thanks for joining us, even if it is just for a little bit of rubbish talk.
Inane chatter about nothing, because nothing's happened.
Inane chatter, yeah. A lot of...
That's it, darling, we're going now.
Are we going?
Winding up.
Okay, all right. don't forget, though, if you've been newly diagnosed with cancer, and it is a shock... But there are many people around that can actually help you.
And you need to listen to the beginning episodes when it's more...
Yeah,
more
yeah.
...sort of relevant. Yeah.
Which is like about 100 back. OK, we're going now.
Bye.
Is that it? Shall I shut up?
Yeah.